Good morning. It is 5 o'clock. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 54 degrees.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. In a city in Russia's Ural Mountains, a second hearing in the espionage trial of an already imprisoned Wall Street Journal reporter.
Evan Gerskovich, appearing behind closed doors, is accused of gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a plant that produces military equipment, some of which is used in Ukraine. It's a claim his employer and U.S. officials have denounced. Russia's foreign minister, on the other hand, says his country has irrefutable evidence that the 32-year-old is guilty. Moscow signaled the possibility of an eventual prisoner swap.
ABC's Tom Rivers. Former President Trump tonight formally accepts the Republican presidential nomination at the Milwaukee convention. Last night, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance accepted the vice presidential nomination. Facing conservative backlash, farm equipment manufacturer John Deere says it'll no longer sponsor social or cultural awareness events. This is ABC News. Project 2025, the arch-conservative playbook for the next Republican administration to overhaul every aspect of the federal government. Former President Trump says he's had no part in it. The Biden-Harris campaign says, yeah, he does.
Several key Trump allies have worked on the plan, including Johnny McEntee, considered perhaps Trump's most loyal aide in the White House. In 2020, he ran an effort to purge people from the Trump administration considered not loyal enough to Donald Trump. For the past 2 years, McEntee and Project 2025 have been compiling a massive list of names of people loyal to Trump to work in a second Trump administration, and with it, a plan to make it easier to fire millions of civil servants across the federal government.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Trouble for New York City Council member Susan Zhuang. Busted Wednesday during a chaotic protest over construction of a new homeless shelter in her Brooklyn district, accused of biting a police officer. This is ABC.
The forecast for today includes, it's going to be pretty nice up there around the mid to upper 70s. And northwest winds will be around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies and comfortably cool this evening, a low of 53. Friday, mostly sunny and very nice, a high of 79. A few clouds Friday night and 57. Saturday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high of 81. 81 Sunday with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. In Richland Center, yesterday's top temperature was 76 degrees. We rise and shine with a little bit of light fog out there today. Barometer at 30.19, and currently we're at 54 degrees, cooler than what we've been in recent days. That's how it goes as we start today and to give you the weather forecast for Thursday, July 18th. Time now to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
we Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved.
Don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim.
Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name.
At the gate called Beautiful, laid out in the street, poor and lowly beggar who was crippled in his feet. As John and Peter passed him, they saw his need was bare. They had no gold or silver, but they gave him what they had.
Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved.
Don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim.
Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name.
Come with fear. Well, God is needing soldiers to get out of the pew. Take hold of the power that John and Peter knew.
Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved.
Don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim.
Get up. Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved.
Don't go down defeated while victory's here to claim.
Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. Get up, get up, get up.
We start the day in a positive way on WRCO Radio. Get up in Jesus' name, the Bio State Quartet. Here we are together again, my friends. We kicked it off officially with the national anthem rendition by the Statler Brothers. Hello, good morning. Today, Thursday, July 18th. Where does the week go? Where does the summer go? Here we are, man. Flying by, enjoy each day. And yesterday was a beauty with a high of 76. We're going to be right in that ballpark again today. So we need to enjoy it. And really no mention of rain right through until a 30% chance on Sunday and maybe a good chance on Monday. And so we'll enjoy some dry days, some days of respite along the way. And one of the first mornings in a while where maybe a light jacket or a sweater doesn't feel too bad. It's been a while. Time to move on and get at it. Attack Thursday. This is Hank Snow.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, because I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. Big loud whistle as it blew and blew said, hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free and I'm moving on. Final, won't you please listen to me, cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on. keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattle roll and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand. This rattle's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time and keep rolling on. You just wouldn't listen, no pain in your mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line. Cause I'm moving on, you done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price. Cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy. But your daddy will say, keep moving on. You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue. Keep moving on.
Sunshine, wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip.
Fargo on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. 14 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has shuffled the schedule for the annual guided canoe trips because of recent high water. Today, from 9 until 2, they will take a little trip from Spring Green to Lone Rock. And next Tuesday, July 30th, from 9 until 1, from Muscadet to Port Andrew. Actually, that would be the following Tuesday. Monday, August 5th, Thursday, August 8th, there are trips planned as well. For more information or to make a reservation, you can contact the Riverway Board office during regular business hours, 608-739-3188. The Richland Hospital and Clinics and NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team will host a Roy with Dell Prairie Kettle Corn Sale at the hospital parking lot from 10 until 6 today. Proceeds from the kettle corn sales will be donated to Grace. The Lone Rock Community Library Summer Program will host a doggone fun adventure today from 10:30 until 11:30. Join a treasure hunt story, meet and greet two furry friends, play a game where you are positively sure to win a prize. All ages are welcome. And the RC Lions Monthly Car Cruise and Burgers Night will be held tonight from 5 until 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. That's a thumbnail sketch of what is going on in the community today. Yeah, coming up, a look at sports.
There you were, standing there, smiling as you made your plan. You were going to leave me and go with him. You said you loved him so, and your love would always be. But that's the very same thing you once told me. And you still have my little golden band on your hand. Does my little band of gold mean nothing to you? To me it means the world, but you torn my world apart. Your plans. You were going to leave me and go with him. You said you loved him so, and your love would always be. But that's the very same thing you once told me. And you still had my little golden band on your hand. Does my little band of gold mean nothing to you? To me it means the world. Torn my world apart. You're leaving me alone with my broken heart. So take my little golden band from your hand. My little band of gold means nothing to you. To me it meant the world, but you torn my world apart. You're leaving me alone with my broken heart.
Sonny James on the Light in the Milk Cow Show.
The Muscadine Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting, gifts, and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates. Today's look at sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We covered a swim meet last night on WRCO Radio at the Simons Recreation Complex, and the Simon Sharks host team won first place in the quadrangular with 344 points. Reedsburg finished second with 253 last night at the Simons Pool. The Brewers had another night off during the All-Star break. Their next game is coming up on Saturday when they take on the Twins. So a couple of more nights without Brewer baseball. There's WNBA action. Minnesota was a winner over Atlanta, 86-79, and Dallas beat Indiana, 101-93. Indiana rookie Caitlin Clark broke the WNBA record for assists in a game last night, finishing with 19 in the Fever's 101-93 loss to the Dallas Wings. The previous record was 18, held by Courtney Vandersloot for Chicago from 2020. Rory McIlroy takes his first step toward moving past a major championship collapse. It comes in the last major of the year. McIlroy is among the early starters at Royal Troon for the 152nd British Open, which gets underway. That's an update on sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
5:21 the time. And the Light in the Milk House forecast for today, mostly sunny, a high of 76. Northwest winds around 5. Clear skies and comfortably cool tonight, 53. Near 80 for high tomorrow and 57 Friday night. Right now in Richland Center, 54 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. And if you're ready, without further ado, how about we kick in the aerobic polka for today? Here we go. Yes. All right. Get ready. Yep. Buck Owens, Buckaroos, and Buck's Polka right there, featuring the lead guitar work of Don Rich. What a great guitar player he was. Oof, that was a fast one. We need a cool-down waltz this morning. Here we go.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you, like a storybook ending. I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. And Leon, my heartaches and troubles are just up and gone the moment that you come in view. And with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on and on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you, like a storybook ending. I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Boots and saddles. We love girls and guitar. We let romance and passion turn our heads and rule our hearts. Old bandanas and blue jeans. Campfires burning like stars. It's a song about all the things we live and what we are. Pistols and stets, dance halls and cafes. Now you know where we're coming from. Come and dance the night away. Dancing cowboy, singing horses, gypsy music, ringing voices. Dancing cowboy,
Bellamy Brothers on the Light in the Milk House show as we approach the official sunrise time today of 5:37, right around the bend this morning. We're at 54 degrees. Thanks for joining us for the Light in the Milk House show. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
What a difference a year makes. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer Brand Z Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. A Wisconsin farmer says weather-wise, 2023 and 2024 are complete opposites.
Last year we couldn't buy a rain, and this year we can't sell it.
Ryan Rip raises crops near Lodi and tells Brownfield it's been tough getting into fields.
Since last Thursday, we've had over 5 inches of rain. I know I track a bunch of my fields, and we're well over the 10-year average, 20, 21 inches of rain. We're tipping the scales at almost 40.
Rip says the moisture created some additional challenges, including weed and disease pressure.
Tar spot has been identified in Wisconsin already this year. I know we're seeing a lot more of the gray leaf spot coming in. We're just getting into that fungicide season now, and we're checking tissue samples, soil samples for nitrogen.
Rip says the rain is helping with pollination as his corn is starting to tassel. A senior science fellow with Nutrien Ag Solutions says the Midwest is officially recovering from a derecho. Eric Snodgrass tells Brownfield.
We use that term derecho when we're talking about a storm system that produces damaging winds over at least a 400-mile swath. And that's certainly what we got out of this. As it went through, produced over 850 reports of severe wind damage, including some tornadoes along with those really strong winds.
Snodgrass says there are numerous reports of crop damage in parts of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and Indiana, but it could have been worse. A renewable fuels group says it will sue the EPA if the agency continues to delay the 2026 blending rule. Kurt Kovarik with Clean Fuels Alliance America tells Brownfield they have sent a notice of intent to sue if they fail to issue the 2026 renewable fuel standard levels by the statutory deadline this October.
If we can avoid suing the EPA, we'd rather do that. Our goal is to get EPA to do their job in a manner that supports the industry, sends a signal for growth. If we have to go to court to have that happen, we're willing to do that.
EPA plans to propose the 2026 levels next March and finalize them in December of 2025. A commodities economist says farmers should be following a disciplined grain marketing plan heading into harvest, especially if they have old crop grain in storage to market. Arlen Suderman with StoneX Group says the plan might focus on singles and doubles instead of home run grain sales.
And focus on protecting the equity that we built in recent years. Really focus on grabbing that basis opportunities when they are there.
He says slight bounces in the markets can provide good opportunities to sell grain, and farmers should be watching the markets closely. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Direct cash cattle business was light yesterday and cash hogs were mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle business got underway in some areas by Wednesday afternoon. Light trade was reported in the south at mostly 188 on the live basis, steady with last week's weighted average. Asking prices were 188 live, with nothing yet reported for the dress basis, no official bids there, but packer inquiry should continue to improve today. Still, that interest seems to be light, at least partially due to concerns the consumer demand is slowing down. And there is always the chance those buyers could wait until after the USDA's cattle on feed report Friday afternoon to complete this week's activity. Box beef was lower with light movement. Choice was down a dollar and a dime at $3.18.16, and select beef was $3.15 lower at $2.98.44. The estimated cattle slaughter of 121,000 head was down 1,000 on the week and just over 1,000 on the year. At the OKC West Livestock Auction feeder cattle sale in Oklahoma, compared to the previous test, feeder steers are mostly steady to a dollar higher, while feeder heifers were 3 to 6 higher on very limited offerings, and steer and heifer calves are steady to firm. USDA says demand was good to very good, with receipts down in the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 5 to 600 pounds range from 307 to 325. 7 to 8 weight steers were sold at 254 to 282. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds brought 284 to 295, with 6 to 7 weights at 257.50 to 275. Cash hogs were mixed, with heavy closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Those mixed prices were reflective of near-term buyer needs. While sustained domestic demand remains a question mark, export demand continues to be encouraging, with the USDA's weekly numbers out today. National direct barrows and gilts did close 3 cents higher at the base price range of 74 to 87 for a weighted average of $85.08. Iowa Southern Minnesota was up 44 at 85.95. The Western Corn Belt was 3 cents lower at 85.36, and the Eastern Corn Belt was down $1.05 at 83.32. The butcher hog market in Dorchester, Wisconsin was steady at 66. Illinois direct sows were steady at 48 to 60, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. Pork closed $1.55 lower at $99.32 on losses in butts, ribs, and hams. The estimated hog slaughter of 479,000 head on Wednesday was up 2,000 on the week and nearly 8,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Direct Cattle Business Wednesday was at 188 live. Midwest Butcher Hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed, adjusting spreads, with August up 6¾ at 1097 and a quarter, and September a half higher at 1038 and a quarter. Continuing its bounce, September corn was up 2¼ at 398, December was 3 higher at 411¾. Live cattle were up and feeders were mostly higher, watching the direct markets ahead of Friday's on feed numbers. August live was $1.60 higher at 184.27. October was up 105 at 185.57. August feeders were down 7 at 258.55. And oversold, with pork firm at midday, August hogs were up 37 cents at 91.65. October lean was $1.47 higher at 73.67. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
H5N1 cases in more humans. I'm Larry Lee with the Dairy Update on Brownfield. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting the first cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza, but this time it's in poultry workers, and it's the first time since 2022. Officials say at least five people in Colorado tested positive for the virus after depopulating birds at a poultry facility. Meanwhile, Oklahoma now has its first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. That makes Oklahoma the 13th state to have H5N1 in a dairy herd. Oklahoma's Department of Agriculture says the confirmed case was from a sample collected in April, but submitted in July to the USDA. The global dairy index is up slightly. Tuesday's trading session saw the price index go up 0.4%, with an average price of $3,837 a metric ton. Cheddar cheese, anhydrous milk fat, and butter prices were up, while lactose, mozzarella cheese, skim milk powder, and whole milk powder prices went down. There were 118 winning bidders in 19 rounds of auction Tuesday. A total of 22,954 metric tons of dairy products were sold. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower, except for cheese barrels Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 50 cents. No sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks down a half cent to 186 with 8 sales. Cheese barrels up 2.5 cents to 191 and a quarter. 7 sales there. Butter went down 0.75 cents to 313, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk down a half cent at 116 and a half. 3 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. You'll find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Good morning from WRCO. The forecast calls for a high of 76 today and a low down to 53 tonight, near 80 on Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy and quiet, and temps in the low 80s. We rise and shine this morning with a temperature of 54 degrees at WRCO. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Just a word and a song that had been way overused. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made.
No one can sing them like Ronnie Millsap on WRCO FM 100.9. What a difference you've made in my life. We're at 54 degrees, which is the overnight low. A reminder, the Flow Board will meet at 6 o'clock tonight at 6679 State Road 23 in Spring Green. All are invited to the meeting and blueberry picking afterwards. For more information, call Tim Zum at 608-575-0325. From the community calendar of WRCO, here is the group Exile.
Breath as hard as kerosene. weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way.
Classic Willie Nelson with Merle Haggard on the Light in the Milk House Show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel is offering package deals all week long. Save up to $350 when you purchase any living room, bedroom, or dining room package. Plus, get a free $150 gift card towards any home decor of your choice. That's up to $500 in savings. Don't miss it. This week only at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Free financing available. Sale ends on Sunday. Follow them on Facebook for additional deals.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Farmers are critical to creating prosperity in rural America. The unique challenges farmers face require a dedication to learning and training to ensure success. Today's farms require a level of sophisticated technology unheard of just years ago. We all benefit from the commitment to continuous advancement made by our local farm families. Take time to thank a farm family with the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chatsfield Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. See them at their new location in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a large high-pressure system building in from the northwest is bringing plenty of clear skies all the way from the Dakotas, clear over to Michigan and south into Illinois. Should be a beautiful midsummer day with comfortable temperatures, low humidity, and light winds. So hopefully you can get out there and enjoy that. The nice weather will stick around the next couple of days as well, just with some slight warming, gradually turning a little more humid as we get further into the weekend. There's going to be a weak front drifting into north and west Wisconsin later Saturday. Might provide a couple of showers up that way. Some of those could move into our area Sunday, and that system is going to hang around for several days next week, keeping us a bit unsettled. The rain, though, does look rather light, and no big washouts or anything like that, so that's good news, and probably not any severe weather either. Temperatures will be relatively seasonal for most of next week. Here's that forecast for today, mostly sunny, high near 76 degrees, northwest wind around 5. Tonight, clear skies, comfortably cool, low at 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and very nice, with a high of 79. Southwest wind between 5 and 10. For Saturday, partly cloudy and quiet, high at 81. Sunday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. Low 60 with a high of 81. Monday, partly sunny and more humid, a few showers and storms expected. Low 61 with a high near 82. Tuesday, breaks of sun with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms. Low 61 with a high of 82. Wednesday, partly sunny with still some scattered showers possible. Low 62 with a high near 82 degrees. Enjoy that sunshine out there. Have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 53 with mostly clear conditions. Yesterday's high was 76. No precipitation on Wednesday. 98, the record high set in 1946. July 18th of 1984, we bottomed out at 50 degrees. So,
We're very close to a record this morning at 53. Last year high was 80, the low 52. Sunset will happen at 8:38 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:38 tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 30/20. No precipitation today. Again, the fog has cleared out, and we have some blue skies.